Now, we've seen that Nietzsche arrives at the concept of the overman by a consideration of the general nature of the evolutionary process, by realizing that all beings have created something beyond themselves, and that man is no exception, that man must do likewise. Man must do similarly. And the same consideration, we may say, enables Nietzsche to understand the nature of existence itself. Life, he says, is that which must always overcome itself. This is the very nature of life, not just human existence, but life in general, that it's never satisfied with itself. It always wants to go beyond, always wants to go further. Life is that which must always overcome itself. In our own words, earlier in this course, life is a self-transcending process. A life is a process which continually, at every stage, transcends, goes beyond, goes above itself. Now this urge, this innate urge of life to overcome itself, to transcend itself, is what Nietzsche calls, though the expression is introduced comparatively late in his writings, what Nietzsche calls the will to power. And this term, like the term Superman, has been much misunderstood, much misrepresented. It's been interpreted, needless to say, in the grossest of terms, as will to power in the political, not to say even the military sense. But by power here, power with a capital P, Nietzsche does not mean anything material at all. Power in this sense has got nothing to do with brute force, with physical power. It's got nothing to do with politics, nothing to do with the state. Nietzsche was against the state because it was collective, not individual. Power, in Nietzsche's thought, especially in this expression, the will to power, means simply a higher, a more abundant degree of being, of life. So that the will to power means the will to a higher degree, a higher mode of being. A more abundant, a fuller, a richer, a nobler, a sublimer, a qualitatively different, a dimensionally different life. Especially, it means the will to the production from man of the overman. And Nietzsche makes it clear, he makes it abundantly clear, that this higher degree of being, this higher mode of being, is attainable only to the extent that the lower degree, the lower mode of being, is left behind. In fact, Nietzsche says, he emphasizes, that the lower degree of being, the lower degree of life, the lower mode of life, has to be negated, even destroyed, before the higher can be reached, before it can be attained.